T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stephen Jones coming up at 3:15. We've got a glorious Sounds of the Halloween Sports Day coming up for you Texas fans out there, though. Arch Manning game time decision. Molly McGrath was just on ESPN, and she's going to be broadcasting the game. That's 11 a.m. kick tomorrow as they host Vandy and Diego Pavia. Trending positively that Arch is going to be good to go for the Horns, but we will have to monitor that throughout the entire day. And as we mentioned previously, might be Jacoby Brissett, not Kyler Murray. But we'll get more updates on that throughout, of course, today going on into the weekend. And we'll know on Monday as the Cardinals are coming into town. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, Wolchuk, Broaddus, Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman hanging out with you. Happy Halloween. Eric, take it away, sir.
All right, Sounds of the Halloween Sports Day. We'll see how many we can get to before old Steve hops on. Talks a little Cowboys football. We take our talents to Lambeau, where Matt LaFleur's at the microphone. Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach, happy Halloween.
I don't give a shit if it's Halloween, all right? We're trying to win a game.
Okay, so sorry I wish right. you happy Halloween then. Jeez, he's really anti-Halloween. He doesn't care. I wonder if he would say that about Thanksgiving. I wonder if he would say that about... No way he would say about Hanukkah, right? Old Chuck?
Who knows, man?
Certainly not Christmas.
People have opinions.
Yeah, he's clearly got strong ones. All these folks that we have here have strong opinions when it comes to Halloween. Now we go to Arizona. Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon and his interaction with the media about his favorite Halloween candy.
Your favorite Halloween candy?
No. I don't love to spike my insulin in 13 seconds.
Wow.
Johnny V probably does. He's probably crushing candy right now.
Not winning behavior?
Not winning behavior, man.
Not winning behavior. Now, he's, to his credit, and we'll all see firsthand on Monday night, lean machine. I mean, absolutely physically impressive. He's not
Sounds
very tall.
Like a blast.
He doesn't get the man Campbell respect because he's not that much of a man. He's a much shorter version.
Tall, skinny.
But no, he's not.
Short,
no, he's short and pretty vascular. Jacked. Mm. Yeah, vascular the whole nine. I mean, he really is. But how about him fat shaming one of the media members?
Yeah, I mean,
Johnny V's probably crushing Tootsie Rolls right now.
That's a guy.
He's got him just wedged in his jowls.
He's got one foot out the door. He's just taking shots while he can.
That's why he's going to start Jacoby Brissett on Monday to give his team a better chance to win.
Win.
What a schmuck. If only he knew. Kyler turns into Superman once he hits AT&T Stadium's turf.
All right, so as you've noticed, we've started with the Halloween haters, and there's still one more. Here's Mad Dog Russo taking a call on his radio show.
Are you the type of dude that just turns the light on the porch?
Yeah. Halloween to me is a complete waste of time. I can't stand it. I used to make sure I was working on the 31st when my kids were little. And I would say, honey, I got to do something at 6 o'clock. They're all yours. I hate it. I can't stand it. And now, it doesn't mean I'm going to not have a little candy If somebody pops on the door, I'm not going to be that much of an ogre. But going out with people wearing outfits to buy candy to me is a complete waste. I can't stand it. You may continue.
Oh, wow.
You may continue with your phone call.
Wow.
And I hate Halloween soapbox from the doggy.
To making sure I'm like scheduled at work instead of spending time with my kids is crazy. Make sure I'm scheduled, man. Screw them kids.
Yeah, that is pretty hilarious.
Please keep me away from the family.
All right, now we get to the Halloween lovers. And these guys, as psycho as the Halloween haters were to kick off the proceedings, now you get into the diabolical Halloween lovers. Here's Jim Harbaugh when he was the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, stealing signs and giving his kids Halloween tips.
Yeah, they've been working on them. I've tried to advise them to get two costumes. To be go-getters. You can hit the neighborhood in one costume, and better to jog and to run from house to house than you can get more candy than anybody else. Then you can come home, make a quick change into a second costume.
Come on.
Go hit those same houses again.
Is that what you did?
I did, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
What were some
hustle,
of the,
constant hustle. Hustling at all
times. What
were
some of the costumes people would see you in growing up around here? Do you have a favorite you remember?
No, I wore my football uniform, Ann Arbor Packers uniform, and then had the standard sheet with the eyes cut out. I always wanted the store-bought, costume with the mask and the cape, Spider-Man, but we never did get one of those.
Never got one of the good ones, but he was just so committed to the bit. Like, it's all about hustle, compete. Yeah. Do your best.
He missed out with that, not getting the store-bought one, that plastic mask.
Yep.
That like you really couldn't see out of or breathe out of. And then the strap on the back would break and you tried to tie it or you tried to staple it back together and it wouldn't fit right.
Yeah. It'd be lopsided.
It would be crazy. Yeah. And like you'd show up at the door on a trick or treat and your mask is all skewed.
Yeah.
It's cracked.
And yeah, it's cracked. You can't see. And like there's sweat pouring down in your eyes because you're so hot, your hair's all messed up. Mm.
What was y'all's candy carrying vessel? It was always a pillow sheet.
Pillowcase.
I upgraded. I felt like the pillow was definitely the better way to go. You could fit more, but I did start off with like those pumpkin buckets. I started with that.
I kind of felt like, though, that if you gave the folks putting the candy in a little bit more room, those little buckets, they couldn't really get their hand in there.
Yeah.
So sometimes you open up that pillowcase and there's like more room to dump more candy in there.
Agreed, 100%. I evolved and moved on from the bucket and realized this thing's too damn small.
Yeah.
817.
Can't carry enough candy in that bucket.
817 says, I don't blame Doggy. I volunteer to work late every Halloween to avoid taking the kids out.
Damn.
That's hilarious.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they avoid Father's Day.
Jeez.
And they all decide
just
to go.
Just leave me alone. That's all I want.
Yeah.
All right, now we get to the late, great Mike Leach.
This is awesome.
A Halloween lover.
He is an expert at this.
We miss you, Mike.
Harbaugh was giving tips for kids, his kids. This is the Mike Leach Halloween advice to all kids around the world.
Mobility. Make sure you have mobility with your costume. Make sure you can get around. Make sure it's warm enough so that you can get as much candy as possible. And then as soon as you get it, immediately hide it. Because your brothers and sisters will try to steal it, especially older ones. I was the oldest, I know. And then the other thing is make sure the good stuff is out of the regular stuff, because if they find your stash, you don't want them to find the good stuff, like the full big Tootsie Roll or like the candy bars, the full candy bar, not those little bitty 2-inch ones, that type of thing. So
you're so right.
Oh, and then how about the dentist? We had a dentist, he'd give you a toothbrush. You got, a toothbrush with, hey, by the way, here's my dentist's office, come there.
Shout out to our guy Todd, who just texted in from the 817 alleging that his Halloween loot bag was a handmade raccoon skin bag.
Nice.
Oh,
that's impressive.
Tad.
That's taking it to the next level.
We love you.
All right, we close it down here. Halloween Sounds of the Sports Day. It is, once again, Mike Leach. This is after a victory post-game on the field with the sideline reporter breaking down the Halloween candy.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy? Candy corn. I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
With the gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
We'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
So detailed.
I like the fact that they're playing the alma mater in the background, and he's just
talking away.
Doing the victory song.
Yeah, he's just talking
and
away.
He's giving you the candy scattering report.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff there from the late, great Mike Leach. We love you. We think about you. And we care about you.
Amazing. Are there more of those? Are we going to get back to those later?
No, that's it. That's Dunsky.
We did it. We nailed it.
We ran through.
Let's step aside. Stephen Jones, your Cowboys COO and co-owner, joining us next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's in the nation. Cowboys COO Stephen Jones joining us now in the G-Bag Nation. It's Stephen, how are you? Happy Halloween, sir.
Happy Halloween, guys. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. It looked like a lot of the team was dressing up today. Are you in costume as we speak?
No, I'm not yet. I may dress up as something for my grandkids tonight. So get in the spirit a little bit.
I love that.
Ooh, is that more fun or scary?
I'll probably do one that's fun. Mine are probably too young for scary.
Well, Stephen, I'm going to get this one out of the way, but obviously Jerry had a quote with the Wall Street Journal that upset fans this week about choosing the oil deal rather than spending time fixing the defense. I know Dak got asked about that. Troy was asked about it as well. He said that that doesn't reflect well on the commitment to the football team. What were your thoughts on that and then the fans' reaction?
Yeah, I just, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's taken out of context. I mean, I think what Jerry meant is he shouldn't be on a phone call. But, you know, that, as we all know, you don't spend every waking minute on the phone with trades. You know, he spends time with your station, I think, 30 minutes a day, two times a week. And I think that was the point with the writer, is he shouldn't be on a call talking to him about the interview. But, as you know, that's part of Jerry's job. He does a lot of interviews, but, you know, we're extensively working on, as we are today, trades and a lot of people in the mix in our organization that work through all that. But, I just think it was taken out of context. If you're asking my opinion, I mean, no one's more dedicated to working and has a passion for the game, for the Cowboys, than Jerry.
Stephen, I've been with you when you've and Jerry have asked me to make calls and help in that situation, and I always appreciate the experience of doing that. I'll ask you this, and I've kind of made a prediction. I think you guys want to trade. I do think you want to do something to help your team. I don't know if the rest of the league will allow you to do what you want to do. Is that a fair question? I mean, a fair observation from my part?
Yeah. Well, it takes two to trade,
right?
And so the trade, you don't ever want to trade for the sake of just saying, hey, we made a trade.
Right.
If we can find players that make us better and the deal's right, then, we're always up for that. You know, Jerry's got that in his blood. He likes to trade. He likes to do deals. And but at the same time, we're not going to do a deal that's not in the best interest of our team. But I will say this, there's certainly – interesting things that are out there as we head down to the wire, and we'll be giving those every opportunity to look at and give them good going overs. As you just said, Brian, there's a lot of people involved from our, that's why you have a pro personnel department,
right,
that are talking to other pro personnel departments, and they find their way up through Will and myself and ultimately Jerry, if we really want to, roll up our sleeves and, it involves the personnel department watching all the tape again, and they show the coaches, and they have to say, hey, here's where this guy can be an upgrade from what we already have. And then, obviously we're in those type of meetings if we all are on the same page that this makes us better.
Stephen, a couple of weeks ago, we always ask you about trades and adding players and stuff, and you said, hey, teams are in that point where they still feel like that they have a chance. Are we getting closer now to teams just saying, listen, we don't have a chance, or this is the best for us? We got to move on from this guy. Are you finding that the phones are being more receptive to you, or is it still kind of what you thought maybe a couple weeks ago when we first started these conversations with you?
You know, there's always at the competition committee level that debate. And the debate is, should we let the trade deadline go deeper into the season?
Yes, sir.
At the same time, you don't want people, giving away players and changing, having it really affect in a bad way the competitive nature of what everybody's done to put together a team. So there's a fine line there that you draw. But I will say the best way to say it is, I thought it was real interesting today. You got the Ravens, who are a good team, 1-5. They win one game, and everybody agrees they're a really good football team and are back in the mix. And so, it's just, at the end of the day, it's, there's, I think, one or two teams that have one loss.
Yeah.
And everybody else has two or more. And so it's tight. And but at the same time, I do think a player, each team looks at their own situation and makes a decision. Hey, should we go ahead and take the value, get a pick, or should we trade a player for a player, whatever that trade may be? But there's a lot of things that go into one, and that's why ultimately trades can be very difficult to make.
Steven, last week, difficult against the Broncos, those inside three. We've been talking about it all week on their defensive line and stuff. Arizona presents some challenges as well. Kind of felt like it was unfortunate Cooper Beebe didn't play for you last week. Any kind of update? I know we got him as a full participant. Is it trending in the right direction for him against this Arizona inside three?
Yeah, he was so close last week, and just made the decision it was in his best interest and long-term best interest not to play. But, you know, at the end of the day, we fully expect him to go this week. You know, barring some setback, you know, our normal Friday practice, which is a good practice, will be Saturday, tomorrow. And, you know, that'll be the final telltale. But, you know, barring something unforeseen, I expect Cooper to play for us.
Have you ever considered throwing the headset on, getting on the sidelines like the like the Ursay lady? And
no, I don't think so. But, you know, to each their own. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what her role is, and so I shouldn't speak to it. But I do know my role, and it doesn't need to have a headset on it.
I would just love to see you tear into a referee one of these days, Steven.
You won't be seeing that.
Steven Jones with us on The Fan. Any other health updates? I know we all got nervous with Overshown yesterday leaving practice. How's he doing? Donovan Wilson, Diggs, et cetera?
Everything's trending in a great direction for us from a health standpoint. Dono, Hooker, you know, obviously Overshown had a little thumb issue. And if it's your thumb, it's not a little thumb issue, right. I'm sure. If it were mine, I'd say that damn thing hurts.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, dislocated, you know, the top part of his thumb and was able to get right back out to practice. And he's trending in a great direction to play against Vegas. And so is Rebel. He's really doing some good things out there. And obviously, it'd be great to see him keep coming along. And it looks like he is. And it looks like there's a good chance you'll see him joining our roster for the Vegas game.
Steven, how difficult is that then? And, you know, you've been a little bit up and down. Defensively, you've had some struggles. How difficult, though, is it? You know, I know how coaches are. They like to kind of keep players. How difficult is that to have to navigate bringing guys back off injured lists when coaches want to keep guys because they feel like, hey, I don't have to worry about this guy if I play him in the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, Brian, and that all goes into the mix. But, you know, as you know, we've had our challenges on defense, sure. And we need, you know, we could use, you know, we can use any help at, you know, at any level. And whether it's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is our third coordinator in 3 years, and Eberflus is getting to know our personnel, and the personnel is understanding what Eberflus wants, and then there's just the pure deal. That's why we're considering trades, mainly on the defensive side of the ball, of just, you know, getting better in terms of improving your personnel. And it's nothing against the guys we have now.
Sure.
It's just if we get a chance, whether they come from PUP or IRDTR or via trade, if we can upgrade the roster, then we'll do it.
With the lack of continuity at defensive coordinator, does that make it more likely that you'd hope that Flus would be here beyond this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's what you go into every situation. That's why you sign coaches to 3-year deals and head coaches to 5-year deals and 4-year deals. And, you know, your hope is that it all works out. And certainly that's what we hope will happen, and that the situation, you know, is going to continue to evolve, which I know it will. I mean, Coach Eberflus has been a high-end coach. He was a really top coordinator, obviously, there at Indianapolis, and to the point where it got him a head job in the NFL, which we all know is difficult. And then he had really good defenses in Chicago. So I know right now he's not satisfied with where we are. We all have to be better as a team. All our players, all our coaches, all our executives, all ownership, everybody needs to look in the mirror and see where they can be better.
When it comes to the deadline, assuming you get a dance partner here, how important would it be to get a player with multiple years of control versus just a guy that might be here for the remainder of the season as a rental?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit that goes back to what Brian said. A lot of times people, the players they're willing to trade are the ones that they don't have under contract, and they might be able to help us for this year. And oh, by the way, it doesn't mean that we won't sign them, re-sign them once we get them here. And, you know, players tend to want to stay here. And we feel good about our chances if they come in here and have a good experience of keeping them. But, you know, usually it's hard to get the guys who are under contract for the right number. Usually those teams want to keep those players. And it is difficult to break those guys out. So a lot of times you are looking at guys who, you know, maybe have just this year left. But, you know, that'll be part of it. And then we'll see what happens from there.
Steven, I was with you when we traded 2 ones for Joey Galloway. Are we still in that mindset of, hey, we've got these multiple ones. Are we still, if it comes to be the right type of player, are we committed to going that route again if we have to?
Yeah, I mean, you never rule anything out, Brian. Obviously, you know, as you see in this salary cap era, very few players are two number one picks. We obviously had a
right.
unicorn there in Micah, who's, obviously an elite player in this league. You know, most of the time it's tied to quarterbacks. I don't know that you would see the 2 ones, that type of thing for most players. But,
right.
If a very unique situation came along and everything added up, then you never say never. But I do think there's very, 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 very few players in this league that are worth 2 ones.
Steven Jones with us here on The Fan. What type of challenges can it present when you have a team like the Dolphins who move on from their general manager? And if you were trying to negotiate a deal with a team like that, new GM, how does that change how things play out?
Well, every situation is different when a GM steps down. And obviously, I got nothing but respect for Chris Greer. He serves on the competition committee with me, and I just think he's outstanding. But that's tough and get in tough situations there. I think he's been at Miami for 26 years. So I know how tough that has to be on ownership, on the decision makers to make a decision like that. But every situation is different. Sometimes people want to stand pat. Sometimes people carry on because you got a great situation in place and a great staff in place. And I'm sure Chris did. And they keep with, their strategy in terms of that ownership's probably been on board with as they've talked through this, trade situation. And they're going to have a guy in place that I'm sure is going to execute. And, more times than not, I say they usually stick with, the conversations they've been having.
What do you think about the legacy of Kyler Murray, Steven, at AT&T Stadium? Well documented. He's never lost. I know you're a big high school football fan like we are. He kind of just elevates his game in that place.
Yeah, well, the guy's probably, if not the best, one of the best high school players, to ever play, especially if you take into account winning, which, by the way, is line one for a quarterback, is winning championships. And certainly he did that at Allen. His career's unprecedented. One, to start at a school like Allen, a 6A school that's big, that big when you're a sophomore, first of all, amazing. But he's a great competitor. His record is obviously speaks for itself, and he's a tough guy to beat when you line up against him. And have nothing but respect for him. I actually played against his father at A&M when I was in college, and he's a top-notch guy who's coached lots of quarterbacks, not just his son, but lots of great quarterbacks in Texas. And, have nothing but respect for the Murray family and what they stand for.
Any chance you can give us a hint on the positions maybe you're looking at with these trades?
It's probably somewhere on defense. And, at the end of the day, we're obviously, looking for ways to improve that there. And, we've got to continue to be more consistent and execute. And I do think we'll get better. And hopefully, there's an opportunity to improve the team between now and Tuesday.
Well, we appreciate you being gracious with your time, sir. Enjoy the night with the family. We'll catch up with you soon.
Great being on with you guys. Thank you.
There he goes. Cowboys COO Steven Jones with us here on The Fan. And, fellas, any immediate reaction to that?
I think they're working the phones.
Clearly.
I do. I think they are. I don't think this is just let's sit back and think. I think that they're serious about this. And just I just hope that the league, and I'm not talking about the NFL office again, I'm talking about the league, you know, takes their calls if they're interested in guys and gives them serious consideration, you know, for some of the players if they're targeting a guy or two that they really, really like. That I hope that the league is just not saying, ah, no, we're not going to do that. But, yeah, you know, hey, good hunting. I hope they get the guys that they're looking for, at least have a chance for that.
Good news there on Overshown, Savone Revel as well, maybe both available for that Vegas game.
Yeah, that would be great. And, you know, you don't know with Revel, he is, you know, this is all new. This has just been practicing and getting ready, and, you know, you throw him out there. I know one thing, and you got to watch him too at East Carolina. You know, before the knee injury, man, he was one of my favorite cornerbacks in the draft. I mean, when you're watching him going into the, you're thinking like, man, this guy is legit. And then the knee, and now you're worried about, are we in a situation where is there going to be some slippage in play? Gosh, I hope not, because, boy, before that knee injury, he was one of the best corners that I'd seen.
Be interesting, like, if this defense does start to show improvement, and I know that's a huge eye roll for most Cowboy fans listening. If. But I really, in listening to his answer there, and then when we had Shireen on earlier this week, I think the continuity on the defensive side of the ball is important, and they might look for any type of way to just, like, keep loose at that position.
Oh, I think so, too. They don't want to go for the fourth coordinator. I know everybody is the wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth right now about him and the job he's done, and there's some things he absolutely needs to do better. But I also feel like, though, they're kind of in a, they're in a gunfight with a knife right now in some of the positions, and that's themselves misevaluating some positions. But man, all of a sudden now you bring another coordinator in, it's a whole new scheme potentially, and then it's a coordinator helping with more, bringing in more players. So now you're going to have players that were Dan Quinn players, the players that were Mike Zimmer players, players that were now Matt Eberflus players, and now a new coordinator, because that's just the way they operate. They take all the opinions, and these coaches have such a big role in that. Let me ask you guys real quick, if I could, a question about if you had to, and he talked about defensive positions, give me the rank them in order. Don't give me players. Give me the rank them in order of how you would draft or how you would trade for an edge, a tackle, a linebacker, or a safety. I'm taking the corner out of it. I'm just saying the edge, tackle, linebacker, safety. Rank them in how you would in put them in importance for how you would make trades.
It's tough because you have big time holes everywhere. I would go with the edge first, then probably defensive tackle, then safety, then linebacker. Only linebacker last because the Overshown factor.
Sure.
You are going to get him.
But see,
back,
I feel the same way about that at edge because I've got Houston and Ezeraku. You know, I feel like and I feel like linebacker is really kind of a struggle right now, but I really feel like safety. I don't feel like there's any one of these safeties that I would feel great about. With that, the other positions, at least I feel like at linebacker I have potential with Overshown. Mm-hmm. At edge, I have two guys with Houston and Ezeraku. I just feel like it's safety. I've got nothing.
No, that's true. You are more barren there. I just feel like having pass rush, a guy who can rush the passer and help you in the run game there, just helps everything with your defense.
Right.
Right? Like a guy who can really get home to the quarterback is going to help your secondary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the holes are so big in so many places that you could make the argument for any one of those.
Yeah, I think you really can. I think you could make a good case for either spot. I'm with you, though, on safety. I'd probably still go edge because I think you need a true war daddy there, and hopefully that might make the defensive tackles look better. But then I would go safety because I don't think they've got an above-average one on their team.
No, I think, to me, if you told me I could go get Simmons from
Tennessee
and then add it maybe a safety –
Maybe Diggs from Tennessee. Maybe you can go Diggs and Simmons.
Just give me like, to me, that defensive. I love what Max Crosby and these others bring, but man, that guy plays with such violence.
Oh, yeah.
At Tennessee,
he's a star.
I mean, and I would also think if I had a Brian Branch or even a Xavier McKinney at safety right now, how much better I might be. I think man, it is just a. It's just the talent level is just, it's just really, 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 really shallow at that place.
It is. It is. I mean, it's man, they need a ton of help, but it's good to know that, I mean, it sounds like there's something brewing. Yeah. He definitely made it sound like something on the defensive side of the football is going to be happening here. All right, let's do some Krusty's Corner, shall we? Where are we going with it, Brian?
Yeah, let's talk about who the officials are for this game. We'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Next.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll get you a daily football fix coming up on the other side. But right now, it's time for a little Krusty's Corner. Here he is, King of the Krusty's. Brought us.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Brothers.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you very much. On Friday for Krusty's Corner, we always like to talk about the officials for this week's game. You think people get tired of me talking about officials?
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple, but I think most people most enjoy. I mean, I think that it's good to educate.
I don't look at the text, so there are people that are like, oh, damn, he's going to talk about this.
Mental health is important, Robert.
I've just seen one person over the course of the year say something.
I pay attention to it during the game. It's like, ah, he did say offsides.
Yep. I kind of expect Lucius to be like that Leonardo DiCaprio.
Snapping at the screen.
He's got a drink and a cigar in his mouth. Like, oh, he's pointing at the point. Like, oh, I saw it.
Wingstop Ranch dripping from his face.
Hey, by the way, Lucius, I've been doing some research. I think I've come up with a ranch dressing that I'm gonna test it out, but I'm gonna use you as the test.
You think it can rival the stops?
I think I could do something better.
Wow. You're just filled with hubris.
It is.
How about this?
This is, I'm getting ready here. I'm getting ready to start watching college players, so I have to get in my last bit of
cooking.
Like, cooking stuff or watching cooking videos and stuff. But I think I got a ranch recipe.
Challenge.
I'm going to challenge this one. I'm going to challenge this one for sure. But all right, for Monday Night Football, your official for this week is Adrian Hill.
Oh, yo, Adrian.
Adrian Hill. Adrian Hill has officiated 7 games so far this season.
Are we going to die on that Adrian Hill?
Yes.
I'm going to
tell you some things you're about to die on. But Adrian Hill, he's officiated 7 games. We are in week 9. He's called the third most penalties in the league.
What a guy.
Officiating just through 7 games. And this is what's This is what's interesting about Adrian Hill. I always like to talk about how the home and away splits are. 64 home calls, 55 away calls in seven games for Adrian Hill. How about this one? His number one penalty is offensive holding, right?
Okay.
At 26 of these offensive holding calls, 19 versus the home, 7 versus the away. How about that?
Wow.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't you think that?
That's a big discrepancy.
Be a little bit more balanced with that?
Not balanced.
Do you worry? Do you worry if you're the Cowboys going to a game where maybe not the edge rushers of what you saw from Denver, but a couple of good guys with Sweat?
Browning. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the way that they bring some blitzes and stuff like that. This crew's called 19 holding penalties against the home team.
Yeah, that's something to watch for. I mean, they're all something to watch for with the Cowboys right now. I believe tied with the Broncos for the lead league.
Yeah.
Or the league lead.
Boy, we used to get after old Mike McCarthy about those penalties, right?
Yeah, it's about time.
Because
we get after Shoddy.
Maybe Shoddy's being a little nice in the press conferences.
A little nicey. So, likability goes a long way.
Likability, like, hey, by the way, your team's one of the most penalized in the National Football League.
Well, we have to crawl before
we
walk.
Talk about that owl running around in your house that you had to get rid of.
I wanted them to
pictures
hammer him.
Pictures are hilarious.
I wanted them to hammer him this morning for the, you know, just the cowardly nature of punting so often.
Oh,
you know.
Choppy made a point this morning driving in, by the way. The reason why you would trade Brandon Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
Choppy wants a kicker that's so bad that it forces you just to go for it. Like he says that Aubrey's a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, has that been an issue?
I feel like it was more with McCarthy.
Okay.
I feel like McCarthy loves settling for a 59-yard field goal. I don't see that as much with Shoddy.
Yeah, we love selling for a 65-yard field goal to send a game to overtime this year.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the weapon factor of him.
Yeah.
But I get Choppy's point to an extent for sure.
Choppy wants a guy that's going to go for it every down. Dan
Campbell.
Fourth down.
Well, don't we all kind of want that? I mean, especially with this team.
Offensively, I think there's reasons too.
With this team, sure.
And defensively, there's reasons too.
I get
your defense sucks so bad.
I think the offensive reasons are better than the defensive reasons because I feel like you can convert. I feel like you can. Well, we'll call some. If it's fourth and one, we'll call those
toss.
Those cute plays.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the press box. I'll look over at you if you're wiping the horseradish sauce off your face.
Man, that horseradish is.
Oh, can you believe they called that, Broadus? Yeah. Can you believe that? You talk about cute plays.
Between belches.
Yeah, between belches. All right, Adrian Hill, we're going to continue on here. False start, that's a penalty that teams, that's their own fault.
Yeah, that's just self-inflicted. You did that to yourself.
Defensive pass interference. He's got a 7-7 out of, they have 7 for the homes, 7 for the aways.
Okay. George Pickens going to get him one.
Here's the one we always worry about, boys.
Oh, no, what is it?
Delay of game.
The clock watchers.
The clock watchers.
Hopefully that's not an issue at home, but you never know.
Keep your eyes off my clock. You're in my house.
This guy, he's officiated 7 games.
Hmm.
How many delay of game penalties do you think he's called?
Let's go with
5.
I'm going to go with 8 because we have Troy Aikman on the pregame show on Monday night.
9.
Ooh. Should have
won
Romo.
9.
9 delay of game penalties.
Is that going to be a Brad Sham interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be.
I think last time that's what Brad said.
Brad Sham.
I'm going to take this.
He
one.
Interviews him and then he tosses it over to us. Yeah. And my only regret with that is I actually asked him a question. If that happens again, I'm just going to slobber basically for 30 seconds and tell Troy how much
I love
him. I think
Eric's
going
to say, "Okay, thank you very much for being on, Troy." Yeah, kind of thing.
Thanks for the time, Troy.
Thanks, Troy. We love you.
How'd you get that vascular?
Yeah. Big word for you today. You've used it like 3 times already.
One of his favorites.
Yeah.
Well, Jonathan Gannon.
He kind of describing people.
He's ovulating.
Yeah. It's amazing.
He's perked up.
Spooky season.
I hear that word so much with you.
Sorry about that.
Vasculating.
I'll see if there's a synonym for it I can
Please
use.
Do. You make it sound so much fun for you.
Okay.
Illegal contact you have to worry about in this football game. Cowboys corners. Face mask. Another one. That's a big penalty right there.
Big.
Not 15 yards. Illegal formation.
Yeah.
Got to be worried about setting too deep with this crew. and defensive holding, and then also offensive pass interference. This is seven games. They've had four of these. Remember last week we talked about offensive pass interference, and we had one that, with that crew last week. And
yeah.
So this crew is the same way. So those are your guys. Adrian Hill, he kind of favors the away team when it comes to the calls. And be ready for a bunch of them in this game because he is the third most officiated or making calls for officials in the league through seven games, and we've played eight.
Oof.
So that'd be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
I guess I could just give him credit for his circulatory system.
Circulatory system. Is that the veins?
Couldn't find another word, could you?
Very veiny.
There's not a lot of good ones out there.
I'm sure you'll workshop it. We'll figure out something good. All right, let's get our daily football fix in here. We got some big injury updates around the NFL. And could the Lions be in danger of losing another coach plus the water boy? That's next to the Nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.